easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hello, friends. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. There is a major truck driver shortage going on right now. It's predicted to reach a record high next year. Now, number one, it could impact the supply chain. But what would interest you also, I think, is that there is a desperate need for truck drivers. We've heard this before, but it's really reached a peak. I was talking to somebody who has been in the trucking industry for decades, and it's always been a challenge to get good drivers, but they say right now the shortage of qualified drivers has reached really epidemic conditions. It's what did we do? We got ourselves a truck driving school representative on the phone. Madeline, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you doing?
Good. So from what I'm hearing and what I'm reading, is this true? Is there that much of an extreme shortage of truck drivers in Nevada right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Nationwide, there is a shortage of truck drivers, here in Nevada. There's obviously a shortage as well, but as some people exit the industry, as people buy more online, we need more truck drivers all across America.
Yeah, a lot of truck drivers have reached the golden years, and they're retiring quite a bit, and the American Trucking Association, they forecast a 64,000 driver shortage this year, at a new record high of more than 82,000 next year vacancies for truckers. So which trucking school are you affiliated with, and what can you do for folks who are thinking of taking advantage of this and getting instantly hired once they're trained? Tell us a bit about your school.
Yeah, thank you. It's obviously a great industry to get into. I am with 160 Driving Academy. So we have a location right in Reno, and we also have 145 locations all over the United States. So we are the largest CDL training provider in the U.S., but we offer a Class A CDL course for anyone who wants to become a truck driver, get into the industry. So it's a really great opportunity. Our program is 4 weeks long, 160 hours of training. You'll come in, you'll spend a week in our classroom, and then 3 weeks behind the wheel doing the, over-the-road skills maneuvers, all that sort of stuff. Once you're done with those hours, you'll go take your actual CDL test, and then you'll be on your way to a new career, and our graduates are reporting starting salaries over $50,000. So, again, great opportunity for anyone who wants to get into a new career, change their life, make a lot of money. It's an awesome opportunity.
So, folks, in as little as, 12 weeks, you could be behind the wheel of a truck making, now here's the draw here, making some pretty big bucks. I personally know a couple of truck drivers, they make between $70,000 and $100,000 a year. How are salaries, Madeline? Yeah.
It's a very, very lucrative industry. Again, as that shortage of truck drivers increases, the pay is only going to get higher and higher to attract more people into the industry. So again, great opportunity for anyone looking to really change their lives and earn a lot more money.
How did you get in the business?
That is a great question. I actually started out as a branch manager or our kind of like enrollment coordinators at one of our schools in Ohio. So I've now been in the industry for a little over 6 years and seen just how impactful a holding a commercial driver's license can be for people.
You know, I just Googled truck driver careers, and there's an article here from Business Insider. Here, let me read the headline. This is a young woman. I quit college and became a truck driver. I doubted myself at first, but it's the best decision I've made for my career. She quit college. She's 22 years old, quit college to become a truck driver based in the Chicago area, and thinks it's the best decision they've made or she's made in her career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity. Again, it's a lot different than college, right? You take 4 years to get a bachelor's degree, spend tens of thousands of dollars on that. And this is a great alternative. Again, 4 weeks to get your Class A CDL. Our program is $4,995. And right now, through the end of the year, we are actually running a special. So if you enroll before the end of the year, you will get $500 off of your tuition. So save a little extra cash and, again, be on your way to a new career in just about a month.
All right. So what I've heard in the past, and maybe some of these are misconceptions, one is, what is it? When the gas prices get high, the truck driver makes less. And gas prices are still moderately high at the moment. How do gas prices, if they go up further, how can they hurt this career choice? What's your take on that?
Yeah, gas prices are a little bit higher, but we've actually seen diesel prices come down a little bit since back in 2020, 2021. So that's positive. It's really going to impact owner-operators who are actually driving their own trucks and responsible for the fuel costs. But if you're a company driver, it's not going to impact those positions as much because you're on, your salary, your company's paying for the fuel costs there. So we haven't seen too much of an impact on wages because of that increased pricing.
Also, I want to bring up, since we mentioned a record high truck driver vacancy, more than 82,000 vacancies expected in 2024, this extreme demand, won't that bring up the salaries? Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the shortage is causing it to be a lot harder for companies to find commercial driver's license holders, and we've definitely seen wages come up, and I think we will continue to do so. You mentioned the shortage getting even more severe next year. I think that's a trend that's going to continue for the next couple of years, and wages will rise right along with that that shortage. So it's a great time to get it now, as the wages are only going to go up over the next couple of years.
It appeals really to a certain type of people. Myself, when I was in junior high school, the parents start asking you, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Where do you want to work? And, Danny, my brother, he wanted to be a scientist, and Pete wanted to work in the aerospace industry. My other brother, I told my mom, I want to be a truck driver. And she cried. Because I have this, and I still have it, this sense of wanderlust and seeing the country. Of course, in a kid's mind, you glorify the experience. You watch the old TV shows like, oh my gosh, BJ and the Bear and all this, and the Burt Reynolds truck driver movies. And, it looked like fun. It's not that fun. I mean, I've talked to many drivers who quit the business, but that was a different time then. Things have changed, and especially with this high demand, they will hire you, and it just takes a matter of 12 weeks to get skilled enough to get that CDL, to get that license through your school. Where's your school located?
Yeah, so our Reno location is at 465 South Meadows Parkway. Out in Reno, so you can stop by there anytime, meet with our branch manager there, Stacy. She's really great and can give you a ton of information about our school and also about getting into the trucking industry and what your career could look like in the future.
What do you, once you get schooled, what's the best choice? To get your own truck and be independent, make payments on the truck and book your own bookings, or is it better to work for, say, a Walmart and join their trucking crew and not worry about the bookings and things? I think if you're an independent, you probably make more money in the long run, but it's a lot more work. So explain the difference between the two and which one is preferable.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead on. I think being an owner-operator comes with a lot more responsibility, right? You're responsible for insurance on your trucks, fuel, getting the loads, getting the routes to run. But you're your own boss. So people who have that entrepreneurial spirit are going to perform well as an owner operator. I always suggest that everyone, starting out with their CDL. So maybe they just graduated from, From our school, I always suggest they go work for a company for at least a year or two to get some experience under their belt. It makes them a lot more attractive to other employers, but also gives them a lot of information, and they can learn a lot in that first year if they do decide to pursue becoming an owner-operator.
How have the perks improved? I heard that you can now take your spouse on the road with you. There's a little bit more flexibility, a little more freedom with policies. Is that true?
Yeah. Some companies let you take your spouse. We also have seen some companies that even let you take your pets with you. So if you've got a cat or a dog, you want to bring them on the road, there's companies that allow for that. I think this goes back to the driver shortage, right? There's not enough drivers to go around. So these trucking companies have had to get creative and offer more benefits to their drivers to attract them to work for them. So better benefits, retirement benefits, time off benefits, health insurance benefits, we're seeing all of that, as well as I think a little bit of a shift in the industry to better what the industry calls home time. So there's still definitely jobs that you can be on the road for weeks at a time, but a lot have tried to get everyone home for at least two out of the 7 days of a week, so you can spend a lot more time at home with your family.
All right, Madeline, give us your phone number and the website, if you have one, for folks to get more information about your trucking school.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Reno location, you can reach us at 775-344-4883. If you're not in the Reno area, somewhere else, you can Google 160 Driving Academy. You'll see a list of all 145 locations throughout the United States. You can get a lot of information on our website there. And again, we are running a $500 off tuition promo through the end of the year. That goes for any of our 145 locations.
Now you got me thinking. And your places at South Meadows. Okay. Well, hey, very interesting. Yep. Thanks. I just had to contact somebody who's in the business about this dire need. And we've heard this before. Oh, there's a shortage. Well, this is a record-breaking shortage. Oh, my gosh. 84,000 vacancies next year. Thanks a lot, Madeline. Yep. That was interesting. Really. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you as well. Have a good one.
Yeah. We're opening the phone lines for you. Open topic, 884-9910. Live and local stuff. That's what I do every Saturday, 9 to noon. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 1019.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, Chad Potter, live and local. Let's go. Those phones at 884-9910. Open topic. We just talked about a trucking school and a shortage of truck drivers. And right now we have Brian, who is a trucker, on the road right now. Welcome to the show, Brian. I'm glad you called.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm local out of Reno, Carson, Mountain House area, and I've done most every kind of trucking there is, from belly dumps, flatbed, dry box, East Coast, West Coast, and back, you know. I could only say this. I'd really like to add this to what that wonderful lady said about being in the trucking industry is simply this. It's your focus. Your focus as a professional walking into this, as a professional-minded person, not getting in a truck to see the world. Although that is, you know, that's a caveat. I mean, that's kind of goes along with it. But the main thing is that it is a career. And look at it as a career first, and just really pay attention. Marketing, as far as marketing goes, you really want to get on with a company. You don't want to become an owner-operator. I see about 9 out of every 10 owner-operators that get into it first time only, they fail. You really don't want to do that. You really want to get some experience into your belt and go forward from there. And it also gives you time to decide what area in trucking you want to get into, because it's just like going into college. College, you don't know what your major is going to be. You take your prereqs, what have you, and then you move forward. Same thing with trucking. You want to do that. I have a commercial class license as well. I've done a lot of transportation different times. And I tell you, I'm speaking straight from, you know, experience over the years, trials and tribulations, and it is a great way to go. Get on with somebody big, a big company that can handle you, because you as an individual cannot be insurable, typically. Wow. You can't be, unless you're, yeah, unless you're self-bonded, and you can post a large bond, which I don't know anybody that can get in trucking. You can't really afford the insurance otherwise. So get under the umbrella.
I just have one question for you before I let you go. What is Brian the most favorite thing that you love about truck driving, and what is the thing that you dislike about it?
As driving a truck, that you have the freedom to be your own boss. You don't have anybody climbing down your, down your neck, every minute, micromanaging you. You're accountable for a schedule, and, as long as you can follow schedules and follow, it's a great way to go. The hardest part is also scheduling. It's two-tier. Failing to get some sort of discipline in how you run your schedule. That is a hard part too. And getting on with a owner with a big company, they kind of carry you through that. So you really get through a lot of steps real quick rather than trial and error on your own. And trial and error is really terrible.
Wow, I'm amazed.
Great way to go.
I'm amazed you didn't mention the stupid four-wheelers. I thought for sure you would.
I've driven everywhere. Yeah, East Coast, West Coast, Seattle, Washington, all over. And I don't mind the traffic so much, but the reason why I stay away from those four-wheelers, I go into L.A. at 4 in the morning. I don't go there during rush hour traffic. Okay. I set parameters.
Brian, I see these videos the truckers post from their dash cams of unbelievable stuff these cars do, pulling right in front of them, slowing down. There's no way they can avoid a crash. You see people pull out from side streets like they can't even see the truck, and it's a disaster. That's happened to you, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. And how I avoid that is, just that. The hours of operation, I try to operate, get in before or after. And that's huge. I can't say how much that really avoids a lot of.
Okay. Well, God bless you, my friend. Stay safe, and I really enjoy your input. Thank you. It wasn't all positive after all, and I knew that. I knew that going in, but it's great to hear a trucker themselves say that. Where are you headed to, Brian?
I'm going to Fallon right now to get some tires at Les Schwab, and then I'm headed back up. I work 7 days a week. Being an owner-operator, you are 7 days a week.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, sir. Take care. Let's move on to Charlie. Charlie is also a trucker. Hey, Charlie, thanks for joining us here. I'm John Potter. I'm grateful that you called. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. I've been trucking for about 30 years. I grew up doing a lot of construction, and one day I was the oldest guy at the job site. I was looking at, I can't do this till I'm 65. So I've been into trucking for about 30 years. And it's been good to me, but it's also been very hard. The first few years, I was never home, except maybe if I was lucky, I'd get 4 days off a month going coast to coast, working for a big company. I've driven dump truck. That was a lot of fun, but it doesn't pay very well. And currently now, I'm, well, I can't say the company, but I'm 109 feet long and 130,000 pounds going down the highway. The company I hired on, it was great at first, but like all the big companies that I'm seeing, they're, your previous caller mentioned no micromanaging. Well, now that's changing because they're putting driver-facing cameras in the trucks, and they, you know, pushed by the insurance companies. One side of the camera faces out, and helps protect the industry by, you know, it could see accidents develop and so on, you know. So we've got proof that, you know, we didn't, it wasn't our fault, that kind of thing. But the one facing the driver makes, I'm at the point now where I think I'm just a monkey on TV. It talks to me. If I reach for a drink, my coffee, it'll say distracted driving and send an email to our safety guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look down at change the radio station, again, distracted driving. And
this is reported to your company? They keep track of these things?
Yes.
Wow.
It's run by an AI program, facial recognition, and they know the position of your head and eyes at all times. And they've got these parameters that, you know, set by the AI. And it's basically just killed any joy I had in this industry, which I've really enjoyed it up until recently when they put these cameras in.
Yeah. Well, your company's going to look at this and say, oh, you called John Potter on the radio, too. Well, Charlie, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I did hear about these apps and things that detail what you do in your own truck cabin. But hang in there, my friend. Yeah, you brought up the AI thing, and I was going to ask the truck school about this. About these forecasts that self-driving trucks are going to kill the career. What's your take on that?
They did a study on self-driving trucks about putting monkeys in trucks. And they found that monkeys could drive a truck just fine, but they don't understand the mirrors and can back up a truck. And I figure the AI is not going to be any better.
Let's hope so.
So many variables that require a finesse. It's like an old-time driver has a ton more skill than a guy who's only been driving for a couple of years. And it makes a world of a difference.
Charlie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And those calls, both from truckers, and Phil made sure that they were not holding a phone up to their ear or anything. They were just talking directly into the dash. Well, anyway, that's a good truck driver segment that we just did. Up next, a hot water heater segment. Yes, we got it all. I'm John Potter. No, it's going to be very interesting. Hot water heater. You know, there's been some amazing technology with hot water heaters. You're going to find out next when we talk to our next guest for 10, 15 minutes. Then we're going to go open phones here, politics and more. It's live and local. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News, and we'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 10:32.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hi there, John Potter, live and local. I'll see you for a live broadcast at the Cookie Plug Grand Opening today from 12:30 to 3:30, 748 South Meadows Parkway today. That's right next to the Raley's on South Meadows Parkway. I'll see you there starting at 12:30 with all those amazing Cookie Plug cookies. And they have archery, and I mean, it's quite a shop that's opening up today. Okay, Steve's in the studio here. Steve Fenstermaker, who we were just talking about driving, and you were an RTC bus driver.
Absolutely.
And what was the rule they gave you bus drivers when you hit the road?
Oh, the great rule, LLLC, and that is leave room, look ahead, look around, and for heaven's sakes, communicate when you're driving.
And you're not a bus driver anymore. Let me guess, because I don't know this, but I assume it's because these other drivers nowadays probably drove you crazy.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Listen, I have never, I've lived in this town most of my life. I've never seen so many red light runners. I've never seen so many people not using blinkers. I've never seen so many tailgaters.
Selfish drivers.
Well, you notice a difference too, right?
Yes, absolutely. When I moved to Reno in 97, I noticed right away, and I figured, well, that's because people gamble really hard here. Nah, that's not the truth. They just...
They don't communicate. I don't know if the phones have something to do with it or what.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot to do with it. People have got that phone in their hand all the time.
Yeah, and they don't sense that there are other people out there. It's so insular, that the way of thinking right now. But anyway, you quit that. Mm-hmm. You got into the hot water heater business. Why is that, Steve?
Well, for one thing, I love plumbing. I'm a bit of a plumaholic, you might say. And
I haven't heard that before.
If you think about it, you know, the quality of our water in our residential homes is so important to our health. Gosh, it's actually a length in our lives in America here with the quality of the water. And hot water is really important. And the quality of that water we have here in the Truckee Meadows, well, it's debatable. So
yeah.
We got to, for each home...
Yes.
The plumbing has to be done right.
So I haven't heard the connection between plumbing and the quality of water before.
Yes.
What, we have a problem here in this town?
Well, pretty much the Truckee Meadows, this whole area, so much. Look at the geothermal we have around, the minerals in the water and such. They try. And
is there something you can do about that at your home?
Yeah, there's filtration systems that can be used.
Good ones?
I put in a Watts filtration system that's really good for your home as well.
Where does that go, between the water heater and the faucet?
As the water's coming into the home,
mm-hmm.
You have your separate water going out to your hose bits, your gardens, but after that, you want that water nice and clear and fresh for your showers and your dishwashers and washing machines. You want clean water for your body.
So you're saying this is kind of needed in our community?
A lot of it. A lot.
Really?
A lot
I've never heard that.
Oh, absolutely.
To get your own connected water filter system.
If you notice, people don't drink tap water.
Well, yeah, we got in the habit of buying those bottles. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. I drink tap water. I put it in the coffee machine. But then I noticed that the coffee machine needs a cleaning from this water.
And that gives us right back to water heaters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one item, you know, you start your morning out, you go out and you're half asleep, you start your shower up, you forget where that hot water comes from.
Yeah.
And it's a very important appliance in your home.
Well, there's new technology with water heaters. Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me about solar water heaters.
They've been around a little while.
Yeah?
Yes.
And also there's the heat pump water heaters.
Yes. I was just at a seminar yesterday morning, and without naming names, Reem had a seminar over at one of our major plumbing outlets.
And there's the instant water heaters,
tankless,
right, which I just converted to.
Yep.
What do you recommend when it comes to water heaters, since this is your business here, Steve?
I recommend what works for your house, your family.
Okay.
You get different, separate. This new water heater put up by Reem is an electric water heater. It costs you $10 a month to run this thing.
And what kind of water heater is this water heater? Is it instant?
Yeah. It's not an instant. It's a tank water heater.
It's a tank water heater.
No.
Why is it so cheap to operate
one? It's done with electricity. And the way it's the new designing of it. See, Reem is not only a plumbing company. They also do air conditioning. And so they put the two together to build this new water heater type.
Is this available now?
Yes, it is.
You will install it?
Yeah, absolutely. I install all sorts of water heaters.
Well,
and that's a lot of what I do. I like to communicate with my customers in depth about what they need.
Okay, I got to ask you this, though. You're a former RTC bus driver. What are your credentials when it comes to hot water heaters?
Oh, well, for one thing, I'm one of the few plumbers in this town who's graduated from PHCC school, which is a Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Association school. Though I drove bus for a couple of years, that was only during that real construction dip we had there back in 2008?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people changed careers during the Great Recession.
Yeah, that was just for a hiccup there. I started plumbing in 2000. And
what do you love about plumbing?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain.
Like you got to solve mysteries and things like that? Is it?
Yeah, exactly what it is. When I was I worked at Home Depot for a season, and people would come in into the plumbing department, I'll talk about solving problems. Oh, my gosh, it was a blast. It wasn't like going to work. It was about fixing your plumbing problems in your house. And though my water heater, association with water heaters and installing them, that's important, of course, but it's all the other plumbing involved with your home. Mm-hmm. Each home is different. And as they get to be a couple decades old, they need to be tuned up. They need to be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. They need to be straightened up.
Do you mind if we open the phone lines for people to call and ask you their plumbing questions, their hot water heater questions?
Sure, no problem.
We got an expert here, folks. 884-9910. I looked into, now I was talking about the different types of water heaters. I looked into a heat pump air conditioning heating system for my house, and I was blown away by the cost of this transformation. It was like $40,000.
Yeah.
To do this.
Some high technology.
Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? I think this was that Mitsubishi system.
Yeah. Well, now you're talking air conditioning.
Well, it's a combination thing, isn't it, with a heat pump?
That's the other thing I would like to mention. Now, I'm a plumber. Air conditioning. I've worked with a couple of air conditioning companies in town that were part plumbing, part air conditioning, and I do not get involved with that air conditioning part of it. It is a whole different animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Your water comes in to your home. It goes through your different fixtures, goes through your different faucets and such, and then it's taken out by your waistline. That's your plumbing right there.
Yeah.
And each home is designed for efficiency and effectiveness, and you can spend as much money as you want on that, but there's a realistic part to it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these tankless water heaters, they're wonderful, very efficient, but they're just not economical for an average household.
Do you still go out on just basic plumbing jobs?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I wish I had met you years ago. I've been through so many terrible plumbers.
Yeah, and I don't play the markup on the... Here's the thing that... I didn't off air, I told you about my retail experience. I have a lot of... I'm retired from retail. I got a master's degree in retail work. And the problem I see with a lot of plumbing companies is they will mark up your prices on things ridiculously.
Oh, I know. Well, plumbers themselves, not to knock your career choice there, what is it now, $200 an hour?
$249
like an hour.
Yeah, well, that's not me.
All right, we're going to take a break. Hang in with us, Steve. Great topic here. We're talking plumbing folks. Oh, have I gotten an earful from people about plumbing and their problems, and also hot water heaters. 884-9910. Back with Steve. Fenster maker, right?
Fenster.
Got it. Okay. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 10:48.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter here with Steve Fenster, maker of Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plumbing. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Plumbing questions, that's what Steve is here for, and also hot water heater questions. It's Manny calling from Panther Valley. Manny, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, hey, I just had a question. I was going to have a water heater put in. I live in a trailer house, and I was wondering, you know, how come the state has regulations where you got to get a special permit for a trailer house to put a water heater in there?
That's a really good question there, Manny. And the difference, I personally understand, I live in the top of back behind Sun Valley, and we have more mobile homes we know what to do with out there. And they are just designed differently. Mobile homes are designed differently. The smaller water heaters, smaller fixture units for the whole place. And that's really the only big difference. And maybe it's a way to make a little extra money for the state, too, if you think about it.
Licensing. That's exactly what it is what I think.
I didn't want to say it first off, but yeah, there is a difference in construction for sure.
You'd think they'd be cheaper, the mobile homes, you know?
Sierra Pacific came and put a new gas meter, and they realized, hey, there was a leak. You know, I had a leak somewhere with the gas. So right. They shut off the gas and told me, I got to get a plumber to come and find out where the gas leak was. So right. I called the plumber, and you know, we had a deal, you know, okay, come check it out. And then they called me up and said, well, it's going to cost you another $85 because it's a manufactured home for us to do this. So I did that. They found the leaks. Long story short, it cost just under $1,000 to put in two gate valves.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of it's just researching the project. It takes a lot of time to find out, especially gas leaks. It could take hours and hours to find a simple gas leak. And
really important
stuff, though. That gas line's a real important item. Yep.
Luck of the draw, my friend. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling, sir. I appreciate it. All right, let's talk prices here. We kind of were joking around about how much plumbers make. You said could be about $249 an hour. First off, here's the positive side of that. Young people, this is one of those careers that you really should look into.
Get into it, guys.
I don't mean to knock the colleges and all that, but really now we need more. This is why the cost per hour is so high, is because there's apparently a shortage of plumbers, too.
There's a shortage of electricians, plumbers, contractors, all around the board. I don't know how we're getting things done around, but we are. But the demand.
I can't get anyone to come to my house for nothing.
People call me up, and they're amazed to show up an hour flat.
Really?
I shouldn't say that on the air, but I'll show up quickly. Well, it's what I do. It's a 24-hour service to me.
Well, there's an advantage to using you. You say you're new. You've done this for 2 years. So
I've had this company for 2 years. I've been plumbing for over 20 years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think still with a new company that you don't have that long, long client list that a lot of plumbers have. And
it's getting there, yeah.
We're gonna make it hard to get Steve here. But okay, now what is the domino effect of a problem at your house?
I'd like to mention this because people, whether you're having a remodel done on your home, 25, 30 years old, it's time to get things done, change things up. Your plumbing gets older too, and when you reset a certain part of your plumbing system, it will affect the rest of your plumbing. It's you got water coming in, and then you got your waste going out. And whether it's a new water heater that's put in, that's you should always have your water pressure checked. That water pressure affects every fixture in your house. Really important stuff. And that can affect different parts. So when I replace a water heater, I really want to make sure that it's not affecting your water pressure, that it's not affecting your shower valves or your shower or your kitchen valves or your faucet valves. All these things can be done by for instance, I take this CLR. We have such mineral deposits in our water in this area. I take the CLR and I dip it in your shower heads. Well, mm-hmm. That clears out a lot of the sediment that's already in there. This domino effect is caused by slowly but surely you don't notice your plumbing is being affected over the years. And when I replace something, it changes the water pressure, it changes the flow. It shouldn't, but it does.
Well, even so, if you notice a difference in your flow, it would make sense to have somebody like you come out and do a run through.
Let's check it out. And that's something people just don't do. They take their plumbing for granted, quite frankly.
How can people contact you?
351-6047. If you're in the Truckee Meadows area, just call 351-6047. I should have said that a few times by now. And just call me up 24/7. I don't care. Just call me up. Let's take a look at your plumbing problems. And hopefully they're not real problems. There's a little something to tweak it straight.
And you're totally mobile. Everything you need is in absolutely. Your big truck. And where do you, what areas do you service, Steve?
I'll, the Truckee Meadows here, Carson City, a little bit of Dayton and Minden. Mm-hmm. I don't like going up to Incline in the wintertime. I'm sorry. I just don't like driving up there. Just like Truckee. I don't,
but, I'm you with know, you there. I you know. Know. It makes sense.
I worked Truckee a couple of winters. No, thank you.
So the takeaway, and one of the disturbing takeaways, is that we have such a high mineral content in our water.
This really
and
boils that, down to what
and
keeps
that causes
me in
problems. Yeah. All right, Steve. Awesome getting to know you. Steve Fenstermaker of Steve's Water Heater Installation
thank
and Plumbing. Thank you for answering the questions here. And let's stay in touch because I see you got a bunch of phone calls here, but we got a break. We got a break for Fox News. And we'll be back. I'll be back. Open topic line 884-9910. We'll hit on everything local, political, and more on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1058.